Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. As we launch in hour number three, you can take control of the airwaves, as always, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it free. freetalklive.com. As we jump right into the phone calls, let's go to the amplifier line and puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's up, Puke?
Oh, I just wanted to comment on some things you guys are talking about there with the whole Windows is apparently a monopoly.
Well, that's what one of our emailers suggested, that Microsoft has a monopoly on the video game market.
Well, if you're going to say that, then you might as well say that Apple has a monopoly, supposedly, on the video and web publishing industry.
Good point.
Almost everybody that professionally does video uses an Apple.
Why is that?
I have no idea. It just seems to be that's the way that the market has run the course.
That's true.
Everybody started using, I think, in publishing, using Macintoshes, and that's just the way it goes. And the other thing you mentioned was OS X cannot be used on other computers. It's Windows can now be used on a Mac using a program called Boot Camp or Parallels. So
are you sure about that? I could have sworn that OS X could be used on Intel-based machines.
No.
Or x86
only,
machines.
No, the new Apples are Intel-based machines, and they can now run Windows.
Huh.
It's not the other way around. I've not read anything about Apple letting OS X being used on anything.
Well, that's a big mistake on their part. That's a damn shame, because...
Well, if you're taking your Apple advice from Free Talk Live, then you're getting it from the wrong place anyway. But
right.
Well, I think the reason that they do that is because they have a lot of control, and that's a lot of reason why I think they work so well is because the OS is made for the machines, and so all the software and all the hardware runs together.
I see. So less blue screens of death, that sort of thing, less hardware incompatibilities. That makes sense, but unfortunately it's severely restricting their market share, their potential for market share.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way they want to do it. But if, going back to the video games thing, because of that now that Apple went to an Intel processor, you could get this boot camp program and play Windows games on an Apple machine. So there is no monopoly whatsoever.
Is it comparable, though? Does it roll? If you are to install a Windows operating system on the Apple, is it sort of emulating Windows, or is it actually running Windows, in that if you try to run a game, is it going to suffer a performance hit, or will it run at full speed?
No, as far as I understand it, it should run as well as if it was on an actual PC. Now, of course, Apple's have, like their Macs and their laptops are pretty restrictive on things like gaming graphics,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure if you got like one of the professional G, whatever the heck they call them, the big... mini towers that they make, I'm sure it would run it just fine.
One of my producers is pointing out that allegedly you can install OS X on a normal PC, but Apple says they won't encourage it, but they won't do anything to restrict it. Have you heard about that?
Okay, no, I hadn't heard anything about that.
Maybe they're just not supporting it. Maybe what they're saying is, if you install this on a non-Apple-based machine, if you're not installing this on our hardware, then we're not going to give you any tech support. Maybe that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I'm sure that sounds like a hack to me, because I've never read anything in an official publication about Apple allowing OS X on.
Interesting. So we've got allegations all over the place here then. And as far as Apple and their share of the gaming market, I mean, really, the argument that Windows has a monopoly over video games is akin to arguing that, well, Sony's got a monopoly on certain types of games. There are some games that are only released for the PlayStation. There are some games that are only released for the Xbox. And it's like crying over that is stop it. Just buy what you want to buy, support what you want to support, and if what you don't want to support has the games you want, then you've got a problem. And you just either deal with that, or you get past your issues and you buy that product.
Yeah, the probably what happens is the majority of people that play video games have PCs. The people that make these video games realize this, and so they cater to that market. You know, they know that if they make all their games available for Apple, that half the people that own Apples aren't going to play them, so why would you do that, you know?
Very good, Pugh. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. I think the blurring of the lines between the operating systems like Pugh was talking about there is really going to be the solution. Because what you're dealing with the monopoly so-called that our emailer last hour suggested, well, he said, Microsoft has a near monopoly on computer games. And it's not true. What they do is they very shrewdly run their business. And they say that, well, you know, if you want to release this game on our operating system, then you're going to be restricted from releasing it anywhere else. And so if you want to get into the Windows market, similar how Walmart tells their vendors, if you want to get your products on our shelves, then you have to do A, B, C, and D. And so Microsoft can do the same thing to the
right.
video game.
They ask for exclusivity.
But in some cases, they don't get it. So, for instance, Doom 3 was released a couple of years ago. It was released first on Windows, which might be part of the contract. Might be that, well, you can't release this on Apple until later. But for some reason, they weren't able to get an exclusivity on that one. Why would that be? Maybe it's because the game companies at a certain point are going to be able to say, well, Microsoft, you used to have the only operating system that could run our games. And that used to be how it was. You'd get a game for Windows, and you wouldn't see that same game on Apple for 3 or 4 years down the line, just because their hardware couldn't handle it. Their software they weren't built for it. Now they are. Now they're putting graphics cards into the Apples. They're putting these special 256 megabyte super graphics cards in there so you could start running the same game. So if you're a game designer, Mark, you could go and you could essentially shop your game around. If it's going to be demanded, like Doom 3, one of these big releases, you could just simply say, well, you know, maybe we'll just release this exclusively on Apple. If you don't want to allow us to release it on both systems, we'll just go exclusive the other direction and essentially drive system sales. Because a big enough game can sell systems. That's how the video game console market works. If there's a huge game coming out, Final Fantasy 25 or whatever, that's going to drive sales if it's an exclusive deal.
Right. You know, I would think that if you just released it on OS 10, that wouldn't be the greatest move for your company and everything. But if you released it on OS 10, on PlayStation 2, on Xbox, and on GameCube, and you didn't release it a Microsoft version, that probably wouldn't kill your sales.
Well, Xbox is Microsoft, so you got to be careful.
Okay. Well, I don't know everything.
I see what you're saying.
But, you know, if you release it with the rest of these formats and you don't release it with Microsoft, you could probably still cover the market. Because we were just over at a friend's house a couple of weeks ago, and those people had a PlayStation 1, a PlayStation 2, they had the Xbox.
I wasn't there, was I?
Yeah, you were. It was David and his brother.
Oh, okay.
Bunch of video game consoles in their house. I don't know which ones exactly, but I know that there were several of them, and I've seen more than one person who have several game consoles.
Sure.
I would have a PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 if I had to give away my PlayStation 1, because, you know, PlayStation 2 can handle that. But, you know, people have different stuff, and so they can play these, you know, the different formats. So you don't have to have Microsoft.
So it's just not true that they have a near monopoly on the computer gaming market. It's just that's the way the market is cutting right now. And as Pugh pointed out, they don't have anything when it comes to the video production end of the market. If you aren't producing your videos on an Apple, then you're not a real video producer. Of course, it's not true. There's comparable systems available on Windows, but nonetheless, it's just inaccurate to make that claim. Let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Jason in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jason.
I just wanted to clarify some stuff on the Apple PC thing.
Yeah.
The new Apple computers are Intel-based. They're basically a PC. You can load Windows on it, and it runs just as fast as it normally would on an Intel-based machine.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's called dual booting, using the software from Apple called Bootcamp. They allow you to install any Intel chipset-based OS.
So wait, you're telling me that Apple has actually created this software? This wasn't some sort of hack or third-party software? Apple made the software that allows you to run Windows?
Well, it's not really a software that allows you to run Windows. It's a piece of software that helps you run Windows. It gives you the drivers for the particular hardware in your Mac, and then it also helps you partition the hard drive. It makes it easy.
But Apple wrote that software?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. In fact, if you've got a little bit more, hang on, 800-259-9231. People want to talk computers or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up, that's updates.freetalklive.com. And what do Adam Smith, Karl Marx, and John Maynard Keynes have in common? Well, they're the subjects of Laissez-Faire Books' January Lysander Spooner Award winner, That doesn't sound right. In this new book, Mark Skousen turns his eye on the three most prominent figures in economics. Check out The Big Three in Economics and other books and videos on Liberty at LFB.com. That's laissez-faire books, LFB.com. You need to work on the copy on that one, Mark. 800-259-9231.
They're the subjects of Laissez-Faire Books' January Lysander Spooner Award winner.
Yeah, the winner. But threw it off. Anyway, all right, so we're continuing with the calls here. Jason, I believe, is still with us in Minnesota talking geek stuff, computers tonight. Jason, did you have any more thoughts on the Apple-Windows divide and how the marketplace is handling that?
Yeah, I guess I don't. I think that you say Apple possibly has a a monopoly on design tools such as graphic and video and stuff like that.
They don't have a monopoly. That's just the way the market has segmented.
Yep. And Windows on gaming and stuff. And I guess I don't see them having a monopoly, but I see them having a definite grasp on it.
They've earned through very hard work.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I also think that that divide is shrinking because now I can literally run on my Apple. I can run OS X with Windows right on top of it, the two operating systems exactly at the same time. And
really?
That's a piece of software called Parallels.
Now, do you have to have a dual-core chip for that?
No, you just have to have an Intel-based Mac.
I see. Well, that's going to be a performance hit.
No, actually, Parallels is very, very fast. It's not like using a different emulator like VMware or anything like that. It's very, very fast.
I think we've gone into geek world way too far at this point. Mark's starting to zone
out. Oh, please. We took the spaceship into geek world a long, long time ago.
Jason, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Wayne in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh,
hello,
no,
Wayne.
No.
Hello, Earthlings.
Hey, what's up?
I've got my propeller hat on tonight. You're talking about Apple, and I had to call in.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a religion for you Apple people.
Which is the truth? We've had two or three different claims here. Which is true, Wayne? You're kind of an Apple guy. So
yeah.
Is it true that I, as someone who has homebrewed a computer, can go out and purchase OS X and install it on my homebrew?
No. There are hacks that allow you to do that, but you're going to get unpredictable results.
Mm.
The reason why Apple doesn't like people to do that, and they won't support it, is that they're trying to maintain the quality of their product, and for them to support all those different hardware configurations like Microsoft tries to do, it affects the quality and stability of the operating system. So they don't like that done. However, they have a way to support Windows, as previous callers were talking about, where you could dual boot Windows on the new Intel-based Macs, or you could run a program called Parallels, and there's another new one too, I forgot the name of it, but it allows you to run Windows on top of Mac OS X. At pretty much full speed, and I've set several of them up, and they work great.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I think it's unfortunate, though, that they're restricting themselves in that way, in that, look, that's fine. If you don't want to provide the support, don't provide the support, but at least make it so I don't have to hack my system to install your operating system.
Well, don't forget, Apple makes more money on hardware than they do on software, so they'd rather sell you their hardware, which is actually good. I mean, they really, there was an article about a year ago when the new Intel Macs were coming out that Intel was saying that Apple really pushed them to improve the way they designed logic boards, the way they did a lot of things. And so Apple, I think, is focusing on quality rather than quantity right now. Eventually down the road, they may do what you're describing, but I think right now it makes more sense for them to focus on their own hardware and provide the best user experience possible.
Well, I agree. I see where you're coming from, and I guess that makes sense, but if they really want to get into the software market and compete, then they need to make it so homebrew people like me can actually use their system.
I know where you're coming from, Ian, I totally understand. The other thing I want to say is regarding some of the markets they're in. For example, in video and in graphics, I support a lot of companies that deal with those or that are in those industries. And the reason why Apple has gotten so entrenched in those industries is that it requires a lot more interoperability between hardware and peripherals and stuff that Windows doesn't really give you.
Hmm.
So, and fonts and color management and scanners and all these different things you have to work with in doing video or doing graphics, Apple has done a much better job with, and that's one reason why they haven't decided to allow the Mac OS to be installed on a standard run-of-the-mill Windows, Intel box.
And poor old Linux is still out there struggling, trying to make a user-friendly operating system. I know they're working on it, but I don't think they're even close yet.
Yeah, but you know what I want to cap this off with and say is that, you know, this is one of the few industries in the last 20 years that is even approaching or resembling a free market. And you can see that's like what I, with what I do. I develop software and I support companies. I don't have to be licensed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to get a third-party certification, I can do that and put it on my business card and all that, but I don't have to. And so the lack of licensing, and you don't need that. You don't need to be certified by government law to develop software. And all the competition that you've got in that industry will prevent any monopoly from ever being sustained.
Excellent observation, Wayne. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He's absolutely right about that. There's very, very little regulation in the software and hardware business. There's some FCC.
Thank goodness.
There's some FCC compliance as far as hardware is concerned. Like, you know, they have to pass tests to make sure that it won't interfere with other devices, that sort of thing. But beyond that, there's no vetting. There's no computer, no vetting of the code. The government doesn't require that you submit your program to them to verify that it's compatible or
Thank
whatever.
God. Can you imagine how many years it would take to get code through the government?
We'd still be running DOS.
We would.
Maybe. if government were still in charge, like, or if government were in charge of computing things, we'd still be using punch cards. I mean, that's older than me. I don't. You don't even know what I mean when I say that, do you?
Yeah, I do. I remember, you know, some old sitcoms where they would do computer dating, and they had these cards with holes in them.
Yep.
And somehow that helped computers to figure things out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
You'd write programs or whatever by putting these cards with holes into the computers. It's craziness. That's where we'd still be today. Let's continue with Don in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Don.
Hi, guys. Just want to let you know we haven't hit the spaceship to Geek Town. This is just the bus tour.
Okay.
yeah, I just wanted to talk about the whole Mac OS X Windows thing. The boot camp system, it actually wasn't originally written by Mac. It was actually by hackers originally.
Mm-hmm.
The way they started is they put out a prize when they were moving to Intel because they didn't think anyone could actually get Windows to run on the Mac OS systems.
They meaning Apple or
Apple,
the hackers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. It basically says, hey, anybody who can get this to run on our system, we'll give you this X amount of dollars.
All right.
Kind of as a challenge. And so, of course, you know, within about a year, people had Windows running on Mac systems.
Hmm.
And then they just took that and cleaned that up. So
amazing.
Another thing, we do have, you can actually hack the, as they were saying before, you can hack Mac OS X to run on a Windows machine. But Mac won't sell you the software by itself, and once again, they don't support all the hardware and all that other
stuff.
So
you can't go into Best Buy and buy a copy of OS X?
Yeah, I believe you have to buy the system and the OS together.
Yeah, they really need to get out of that. They need to get into the business of really competing with Microsoft. So at this point, they really aren't competing with Microsoft in the operating system market. Only Linux is. Thank you for the call, Don. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And you know, Linux, they just... I'm a computer guy, and I don't get it. Okay? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives and entire year's worth of the show waiting for you right there on the front page of the site for your listening convenience at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Let's go into the email box again, Mark. I believe you have one this time about Harry Brown, who we sort of celebrated, remembered last week on the show. It's been over a year now since his death last year, and he made a big difference in many libertarians' lives. There are many people who are libertarians today of a pro-liberty mindset because of Harry Brown, and there's an email about it.
Yep. Jay says, I was listening to the show the other night, and Harry Brown was featured. Well, I think there's a point to discuss in your show. Harry Brown never believed in the Free State Project. He thought it was folly. I think this is worth discussing on air because Ian's somewhat of a Harry Brown follower, but not on this point. In favor of Harry Brown's view, there are only actually about 100 Free Staters, you included. I guess people that have moved already.
And no, there's over 190.
Yeah, there's like 200 of people that have picked up and moved to the Free State. Plus, there were another 250 that happened to be in New Hampshire ahead of time.
Correct.
So there's more like 450 Free Staters in the Free State.
We'll call it 400.
Okay. And I don't know what the number is exactly, but it's something like that.
Yeah.
So, and the Free State... Free Staters aren't supposed to move yet. It was supposed to get to 20,000, and then everybody had 5 years to move. So a lot of people signed up with that expectation. They didn't sign up thinking to themselves, well, I'm going to sign up for the Free State Project, and I'm going to move right away.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, if everybody else gets signed up, then I'll move too. And I would imagine that a lot of them that signed up probably aren't thinking about their promise today.
Okay.
But there are some that are going to pack up, and they're going to move here, and that's what the first 1,000 was all about. So anyway, there's only about 100 Free Staters, you included, but against Harry, there's so few libertarians across the U.S. that although Harry Brown had nothing against Free Staters, he also took them with a pinch of salt. After all, there are maybe thousands making pledges, but the actual numbers of those who have moved is a minuscule fraction of those thousands. Was Harry correct? Or why was Harry wrong about the Free State Project?
I don't know if Harry Brown, and I didn't listen to a lot of his later shows. Mm-hmm. I was too busy to listen to some of his final shows. But as I understood it, his perspective on the Free State Project was that he wished them the best of luck, but that he didn't want to be a part of it. That's what I understood his decision.
He was in his 80s, right?
He was a man in his late 70s, early 80s. At the time that he was doing his last shows, he had been relegated to a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. He knew probably at that point that he was in his remaining days. So it'd be silly for him to pick up from his comfortable home in Tennessee where he'd lived for the past few years at that point, only to go and live another year or two. In this case, it didn't even last that long. Was it Gehrig's disease? I think it was Lou Gehrig's disease that he had. Anyway, it progressed to the point where he was having trouble doing things. I mean, so moving at that point in his life would have been a little bit silly.
Right. Now, obviously, he wasn't going to move, but he could have very well supported the Free State Project, so it doesn't really matter one way or the other.
He did not endorse the Free State Project.
And, you know, Harry Brown is by no means the Jesus of the libertarian
movement.
Certainly not. He's just a libertarian. And Harry Brown also lived through the whole Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
He had an opportunity, unlike ourselves, to get really jaded with things. I'm not saying he was. I don't know. But he probably thought that, oh, you'll never get this, like, herding cats. You'll never get libertarians to live in one place. Or, you know, it's a possibility. I've certainly heard people say that. And to me, that's the only objection that one could have to the Free State Project.
And I
think that it's a silly objection because the promises to move after 20,000 people have signed. And I think that the 20,000 people certainly has a huge buffer built in. Maybe a quarter of them move. Then you've got 5,000 libertarians in one tiny little state that's already one of the freest in the nation.
Something's going to happen.
This is going to be terrible. It's going to be a disaster.
He never said it was terrible.
No.
He was never expressly against the idea. It's just that he didn't feel it was right for him. And over time, and he never really had a chance to see what was going on in New Hampshire. I mean, were he alive today, I predict Harry would have a response similar to what Jim Babka said to us, because Jim Babka is also another student of Harry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, when we had him on the show live from the Liberty Forum, what did he say? Well, he said that his opinion has dramatically changed of the Free State Project. So I believe that initially Jim had a very similar position of Harry, oh, yeah, you guys go off to your Free State and you do, yeah, see if you have any luck there. And then he started to notice, something's actually happening here.
And that's obviously part of the whole point of the Free State Project is there's going to be a lot of fence sitters and Doubting Thomases out there. There's going to be a whole bunch of them. And that doesn't make them wrong, and it doesn't make them bad. Mm-hmm. It only makes them fence-sitting Doubting Thomases. So the Free State Project needs to get here. The people need to get here, and they need to make some changes. Now, 1,000 people have signed up for the first 1,000 program.
They'll be moving by the end of 2008.
Right. They'll be here within the next 2 years. So we currently have 200 movers. When we have 1,000 movers, you know, we'll be that much bigger. And things, I predict that number will really get the ball rolling the other direction. I think this year we're probably still playing defense.
Yeah, we're going to lose a few battles this year.
Yeah, we're going to lose on defense this year. But remember, we've only had 200, not even 200 movers.
Right.
And
a lot of those people are still getting settled into their lives. They're getting their jobs settled in. And,
right.
They may not be as active as they would
like.
The
networks aren't entirely set up. They're certainly not as efficient as they're going to be in the future for getting libertarians on board for certain projects and that kind of thing.
You're tempering your comments. They are, just in the wide scale of the libertarian movement, viewing the last three decades, they're doing tremendously successful things here already. I mean, you say the networks aren't really in place. Well, they're just maturing right now. But the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does a tremendous job of analyzing every single bill that comes through the New Hampshire legislature.
They do a better job than anybody else out there. And they're going to be, in 2 years, they're going to be so much better. With the
yep.
stroke of a key, they're going to be able to send...
more money.
They'll have send information to libertarians all across the state on given bills that, look, you need to show up on Wednesday at 11 a.m. for this particular... and then there's going to be 800 libertarians at the tiny little state house. They're going to be coming out of the doors. The politician's going to be like, I don't know what to do. I mean, basically, you're going to have two-for-one lobbyists all for liberty in this tiny little state house, and we're going to start getting our way on every single issue.
Well, when you say getting our way, it means reducing the size of government, which, of course, will benefit everybody. And we're also seeing other developments in regards to other organizations. New Hampshire for Common Sense. New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's a relatively new pro-marijuana legalization organization or decriminalization, whatever you want to whichever term you want to use to describe that. They're out there, and they're becoming effective already. And it's only been 2 months since they've started up. Just the level of activism that is happening now, even with less than 200 movers, is stunning. And so I'm sure that if Harry were alive today, his opinion, like Jim Babka's, would be shifting. Let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, dude.
Hey, it was good meeting you there briefly.
Yes, and, at the Liberty Forum. What's on your mind?
Liberty Forum. I was just calling about Harry Brown because I had a chance to talk with him on his radio show about the Free State Project.
Really?
Yeah, and called up when I first heard about it. I called him up, asked him what his opinion was, and he said essentially what you had said, and he also gave his opinion was that he didn't want to go against anything that could help bring more liberty to the United States. So, you know, that was his,
he was very, very careful about downing other liberty movements. And
right.
Thank you for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Because he knew that he couldn't predict the future. He knew that, as somebody who used to be involved in the stock market, he knew that this might very well be a success, as would many other different things. We'll come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that.
It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call. If you make it now at 1-800-259-9231, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. And if you like the show and you like the website and you want to help support us, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Join the over 340 Free Talk Live listeners that have become amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. The idea is simple. You send in the money to us. We turn it around into promoting the show. We use the money, for instance, to purchase internet advertising to get more internet listeners on board. We also buy industry advertising in Talkers Magazine to get more radio stations on board with the program. And those are just two examples. Another example is this week we are going to be leaving the studio. Unfortunately, we're not going to have the ability to broadcast live, but we're going to be leaving the studio to go to a talk radio convention. It's the R&R Talk Radio Seminar, which takes place this year in Los Angeles. I'm not looking forward to the airline trip, but nonetheless, it's important for us to go to these things so we can schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs and it's kind of like a who's who of talk radio. If you're there, you're somebody, and if you're not there, well, you're not there.
Right. If you feel like you're going to miss out your dose of Free Talk Live, what you can do is you can go ahead and sign up for the AMP program. And we have all kinds of archives available to amplifiers, and you can listen to old shows.
Well, they're classic archives. And we've got plenty of free archives on the front page of the website.
That's
for everybody.
Over a year's worth,
but
right?
The amplifiers get to access way, way old, archives.
Mm. I'm sure we sound like such fools on those old archives compared to, you know.
I haven't listened to one in a while, but the last time I sampled one of them, I was entertained still.
Okay.
I liked the show back then.
You just got to remember that we've changed
in
4 years. My political opinions have gone from essentially everything Rush Limbaugh said to, and Ian's have moved from probably somewhere more moderate than mine are today to his anarchist views to now.
Anarchist. Why do you have to keep labeling me like that?
Because
free marketeer.
That's what the term means.
No. Let's use a term that hasn't been destroyed by popular culture and government. Free marketeer. More accurate. All right, so the other thing about these conventions is it works sort of two ways. You're either somebody and you're there, or you're not there and you're nobody, or you're not there and you're somebody. There are certain people that can get away with not going to the conventions, like Rush Limbaugh. Like, it doesn't matter if Rush goes to the convention.
No.
If Rush goes, he's a feature.
A lot of the people on the top 10 list don't even bother showing up.
Yeah.
If they do show up, they're part of the show, and I'll bet they're paid at least some way compensated.
Probably right.
Probably sponsorships or something like that.
So that's where we're going. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows are going to be refed. I don't even know what we're going to do about the internet stream, so if you rely on the stream for programming, you may be just SOL. You'll have to feed it yourself. 800-259-9231, we were talking about Harry Brown and his viewpoint on the Free State Project, and I just had one more thought, and that was, remembering when I read How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, which is an excellent, very apolitical book by Harry Brown, that he wrote back in the, I believe, the early 70s. It was a bestseller. As a matter of fact, it's probably his best-selling book of all time. And it's, by the way, now for sale on his website in digital format for under $10 at harrybrown.org. Highly recommend that book.
Me too.
I also highly recommend Why Government Doesn't Work. Anyway, in that book, there have been different editions of How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. In the original version, Harry recommended against political action. Now, the reason why was because he felt like he'd seen, for example, anti-tax activists getting together, forming groups, and then he'd seen them taken out by the government. He'd seen them being targeted, their group members targeted because they'd all joined together, and they figured, well, we're going to join together and stand strong against taxes. Well, they got targeted and taken out by the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So Harry sort of extracted from that it's a bad idea to get involved in groups for political change. 20 years later, his position had changed. 20 years later, after a bunch of people had recommended that he run for president, he started to see that maybe by running for president or by getting involved in these political things that he hated so much, that he'd be able to spread the message of freedom better than he might have been able to without getting involved in the political games. And it turns out that he was right. I would have never heard of Harry Brown had he not run for president, had he not written Why Government Doesn't Work. That was his campaign book in 1996, and it was a direct result of his jumping into politics, whereas he'd never been interested in it before. So I think that sort of mindset might have still been affecting him with the Free State Project, the idea that, oh boy, here's a bunch of libertarians getting together in a group again, thinking they're going to be able to do something when, in fact, the government's just going to target them and take them out.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
I guess that's a worst-case scenario, that the government could swoop in and do something terrible to us. But it seems like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like they're going to do that to me. I've been, since 2004.
They've been waiting too long.
Yeah, it just doesn't make
any
sense.
They should have done it in the beginning, but they're government. They're slow and stupid. Let's go to the phones. Coffee in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Coffee.
Hi, I probably won't get to my topic because I want to talk about Harry Brown.
Okay, sure.
The way I feel about Bob Schultz's organization, We the People, is a lot of the way that Harry Brown sounds about Free Talk Live or the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
Is I agree philosophically, but I can't expect the government to find itself innocent of what we accuse them of doing.
Just to recap, Bob Schultz, We the People, it's an organization that has a class action lawsuit in play right now. They're trying to get the government to rule on the meaning of the First Amendment right to petition clause.
Right.
They're essentially refusing to pay taxes until they get answers from the government. And, of course, the government refuses to give any answers. And so far, the government courts have basically said, we don't have to answer squat. So they're trying to take it to the Supreme Court, and you're just saying that it's futile.
We have the right to redress our government for grievances, ask them questions, and they're supposed to answer. And although I agree with Bob Schultz, and I think that everybody that's in the organization, I've met Bob Schultz, I've met my local organizer, whose name is Fred Smart. He's been down with Ed Brown, I don't know how long. But I think everybody who's in that organization is wonderful. I think they're great people. But I don't expect that the government's going to find themselves innocent. What I do expect is that's going to be a stepping stone to the ultimate goal, is what we're all headed to, is finding out that we've been duped.
So what do you mean when you say that?
Well, the fact that there's no basis for the income tax. There's no law that compels. There's a lot of things that need to be addressed that our government won't do.
Do you think that, I think that probably what's going to happen is the Supreme Court will probably uphold the Superior Court or whatever it was, whichever court it was, it ruled and said, yeah, you can petition the government, but we don't have to respond. I mean, that's pretty much what their answer is.
That's already been said.
Right.
I mean, in lower courts, it's been said. So why wouldn't it be said in higher courts?
All right. That's what I'm probably expecting to happen. And I guess We the People is expecting that to happen as well to an extent. And I don't know how they're going to play off of that when it finally comes about. But nonetheless, it'll be interesting to watch and see.
Well, you know where we're headed. So they're the stepping stone, and they're providing an important service to us right now. So
very good, Coffee. Now, you had another topic.
No, I'll leave it at that. Thanks.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the call.
Good night.
800-259-9231. He wanted to talk about bees. I wanted to hear about bees.
Bees?
Yeah, buzz, buzz, bees.
Hmm.
Maybe he'll call some other time on that.
Maybe.
800-259-9231, the Packet 8 line. Just enough time for your call. Quick one from Michael. He says, hey, I'd like to call in, but I live in California, and somehow that's preventing him. Well, anyways, I'm currently a high school student, been reading a lot of Noam Chomsky, and recently listening to your show on iTunes. Anyways, I'm a big fan. In a lot of the Chomsky interviews and books, he seems to argue against many of the ideas you and other libertarians so strongly support. He argues for the regulation of corporations and the revoking of corporate individual rights. He also argues against the idea of free market existing, an idea that sort of seems to seems like the rock that libertarianism is built upon.
He says that the free market doesn't exist?
He wants to eliminate it, I guess.
How would you possibly eliminate it?
I don't know. Regulation? My question is, what is the libertarian view of corporate hegemony, and if you're aware of Chomsky, his other views on the world? From a libertarian's perspective, is it right for corporations to have the same rights as individuals? Shouldn't they be regulated?
I don't think the corporations should exist. They really, you know, they're not real. So why should they have quote-unquote rights? You know, I don't know what Noam Chomsky would say to that. I think that only individuals have rights. Only individuals can have rights.
Correct.
And that's all.
Corporations
I've read
are
some
constructs.
Chomsky, but, it is so difficult for me to get through. I've just given up.
Seen Chomsky interviewed, and every time I see him interviewed, I just think, yuck, socialist. I don't want to read his crap.
Right.
So I've never read any of
Chomsky. Noam Chomsky's a really smart guy. And if he could somehow be the brainiac ruler of the world, I'm sure that he would make a great ruler. But
well,
he's going to die soon.
That socialist we had on the show. The emails we read on Friday, he was a really smart guy, too, but completely addled.
His system's going to fail because he thinks that he can stop the free market, and that just goes to show. I mean, let's look at prisons for a second. Wouldn't you think that prisons would be a great place to stop the free market? There'd be all kinds of regulation, more cops per person than any other place in the world? Well, they're not, because the free market exists in prison, and people trade for all kinds of things. They get black market, gray market.
Drugs come in there.
You know, everything.
Also, in regards to corporations,
market.
Point is, they're a construct of government. So by reducing the size of government, we'll inevitably reduce the whole concept of corporations. Then we'll just have businesses run by individuals. That makes sense to me. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.